Chapter 8. Croquet with the Queen. Alice was in a beautiful garden with all types of flowers. She wasn't alone. There were three gardeners working very hard. But they weren't men. They were cards. They were painting white roses red. Alice was very curious, so she walked towards them and asked timidly,
"Excuse me, why are you painting these roses red?"
The gardeners looked sad and quite embarrassed. "Well," answered Two in a low voice, "this should be a red rose tree, but..."
"Well, you see, we put in a white rose tree instead," said Five.
"It was a mistake,"
added Seven.
"If the Queen discovers it, she'll cut off her heads."
"Cut off your heads?"
repeated Alice, totally surprised.
Look, the Queen!
Shouted the cards, and they lay face down on the ground. Alice turned round and saw a great crowd of people. It was a pack of cards walking through the garden. There were soldiers carrying clubs, courtiers with diamonds, and the royal children with hearts. Then Alice saw the white rabbit, and behind him the knave of hearts. Last of all came the king and queen of hearts. Suddenly everybody stopped. The Queen looked at Alice and asked,
"What's your name, child?"
"My name is Alice,"
Alice answered, and she said to herself,
"I must not be afraid. They are only cards."
"And who are these?"
asked the Queen, pointing at the three gardeners.
"Don't ask me. How should I know?"
Alice was very rude to the Queen this time. The Queen looked at Alice. She was red with anger. She shouted,
"Off with her head!"
The King tried to calm her.
Don't be so angry, my darling. She's only a child.
"I want to look at their faces now. Get up! What, white roses? I wanted red roses, not white. Off with their heads!"
shouted the angry Queen. The gardeners were very frightened. They shouted,
Alice, help us!
"Come here,"
said Alice, and she put them in a flower pot.
"Don't worry, I'm here,"
Alice whispered.
"Are their heads off?"
inquired the Queen.
Certainly, your Majesty,
answered the soldiers.
"Good, let's play croquet,"
said the Queen.
"Can you play croquet, my dear?"
she asked.
"Of course,"
answered Alice.
"Go to your places,"
ordered the Queen. The players took their places, and the game started.
"What a funny game,"
thought Alice.
"When I play at home, we use croquet balls. But here they have these little animals, hedgehogs. In England, we use mallets, but I can't see any here. They use birds with long legs, flamingos. It's so difficult to play." "You're my mallet, come here!"
shouted Alice to a running flamingo.
"Nobody follows the rules, and the Queen seems so angry,"
thought Alice.
"Off with his head! Off with her head!"
shouted the Queen.
"Poor me,"
thought Alice.
"They like cutting people's heads off down here. What will happen to my poor head?"
she wondered. Alice looked round, and there he was, the Cheshire Cat. His eyes, head, teeth.
"How are you, my dear?"
asked the Cat.
"Well, you see, I don't like this game. They can't play. They are always fighting, and they are so loud,"
replied Alice.
"I see,"
said the Cat.
"And how do you like the Queen?"
"I don't,"
said Alice. But then she realised the Queen was behind her, so she added,
I don't think there is a queen like her.
The queen smiled and walked on. The king saw Alice talking to the cat's head and asked her,
Who are you talking to?
It's a friend of mine, the Cheshire Cat,
said Alice.
Don't look at me like that,
said the king.
A cat can look at a king. I read it in a book,
said Alice. The king looked very angry.
My darling,
the king said.
Yes, my dear,
answered the queen.
This cat must go,
said the king in a firm voice.
Of course, dear. Cut off its head,
ordered the queen. Everybody gathered round the Cheshire Cat. A soldier said,
You can't cut off its head. There's no body to cut it off from.
The king didn't agree.
It has a head, so you must cut it off,
he insisted.
I will cut off all your heads if you don't cut this head off immediately,
threatened the queen.
You should ask the Duchess. It's her cat,
said Alice.
The Duchess is in prison because she boxed the Queen's ears, don't you know?
Said the Queen. Then she added,
Bring her here!
The soldier followed the Queen's order and left. Just then, the cat's ears disappeared, then the mouth, eyes, head, teeth. It was gone. Suddenly, a cry was heard in the distance.
The trial's beginning! The trial's beginning!
Whose trial is it?
Asked Alice. But nobody answered, because they were all leaving.